QST, QST, QST. This is Alpha Echo 5, Whiskey X-Ray, AE5WX. My name is Daryl, Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee Lima, from Little Rock, Arkansas, webmaster and guest net control for this special format Easter 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Before we continue, since the primary mission of amateur radio is handling traffic at this time, do we have any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Any emergency or priority traffic only? If so, please call AE5WX. All right, hearing none, we will continue with the net. If at any time during this net you have an emergency or priority traffic situation develop at your location, please use the pro words emergency or priority followed by your call sign, and at that point we'll stop the net and try to help you deal with your situation. This net meets every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on 147.570 MHz FM Simplex in the Cabot, Arkansas area, and on EchoLink via the KE5VLU-L node and several other nodes as well. You can also listen live to the net on the website at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y. Just look for the Listen Live navigational tab. While the net isn't formal, it is a directed net, and all stations should contact net control, in this case AE5WX, before attempting to contact other stations on frequency. The purpose of the net is to provide training, amateur radio fellowship, and discussion on a wide variety of radio and non-radio related topics. All amateur radio operators holding the equivalent of a valid U.S. technician or class amateur radio license or higher are invited to participate in the net and are encouraged to do so. Break, more to follow. Since I am doing the net via EchoLink, there is a slight delay in audio, so I ask that when you check into the net that you key up and wait at least 2 seconds before you begin speaking or the first part of your transmission will be cut off. Then give my call sign AE5WX Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray and remain keyed up. Please do not unkey your mic. Then give me your call sign using the ITU phonetics, if you would, please, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or comments for the net. If you do have traffic, I'll be right back with you before the next round of check-ins. Conversely, if I don't get any indication of traffic or comments from you, I'll assume you're just on the log for the count only. Once you've been acknowledged by net control, you may secure your station at your leisure if you need to do so, but you're encouraged to stay around for the duration of the net, if at all possible. The same audio delay will need to be observed if you recheck later in the net with more comments. Break, more to follow. The general format of this net will be participatory in nature. I will first take check-ins from stations that are mobile, portable, or short of time, then acknowledge check-ins from the Listen Live chat box and EchoLink as I see them on the screen. Then I'll ask for any other EchoLink stations that I may have missed, and as well acknowledging the pre-net check-ins that I have logged so far. Afterwards, check-ins will be opened up to everybody, RF or EchoLink. Since this is a simplex net, I'll then ask for relay or weak signal stations, and any traffic will be covered with the respective groups, and then I'll cover the news and notes section of the net, followed by another round of check-ins before we get to tonight's special training presentation. After that, we'll do the question comment of the week and ask each station on frequency for their comments, and I'll ask for a final call for check-ins or comments before closing the net. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX webmaster and guest net control for tonight's special format edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Going to acknowledge the stations EchoLink and from the Listen Live that I know about, and these are noted so far. First, yours truly, AE5WX. Then I have Steve, KC5FWE, our regular net control, who's monitoring the Listen Live link for me tonight. KF5IRZ, Don and Marshall. KF5LFQ, Mike in Jacksonville. KF5HTK, Jeff, downtown Little Rock. KF5MUW, Ashley in West Little Rock. WX1DX, Jesse. KF5EYQ, Rebecca. KF5MKT, Daniel, all up in Cabot. KF4NXS, Matt, in Lyman, South Carolina. KC0EQA, in Hastings, Nebraska. N5NBJ, Jason Harrison. AE5GZ, or AE7GZ, excuse me. That's Jeff over there in Germany on military duty. KE5UU, Ken up in Russellville. KE5ICG, that's Ray in Little Rock. N1WNC Brian and KE5HQU Marlene in Mobile in Cabot. AF5AZ Chris in North Little Rock. KF5MYL Richard up there in Cabot. And then KE5WLR and W5AVE Danny and Karen in West Little Rock. Break, more to follow. Okay, at this time I'll take any stations that are mobile, portable, or short of time. Mobile, portable, or short of time. For the Cabot Night Flyers Net, please call AE5WX.
AE5WX, this is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Echo Quebec, Sierra, Ron and Parnell. I'm going to be short on time and I have no traffic.
Okay, got Ron, K5EQS, short time. Does anyone need Ron? Jason, I see your comment there with a problem. You can go and reboot and we'll get you back in. Anybody need KF5EQS at this time? All right, Ron, you may secure at your leisure. Any other mobile, portable, or short of time stations for the Cabot Night Flyers net? If so, please call AE5WX. Okay, it said I already mentioned Echo Link stations and Listen Live Link stations that I saw earlier on that. We'll see if there's any that I have missed on that regard, and then we'll open check-ins up to everybody. Are there any Echo Link stations that I may have missed? I acknowledged them all earlier. If so, please call Net Control, AE5WX and the Cabot Night Flyers Net.
AE5WX from KC5FWE with an additional Listen Live Link check-in.
The log on, so thank you very much. Kilo Foxtrot 5, my uniform whiskey, Ashley West Little Rock.
Okay, got Ashley from earlier. Steve, go ahead with additional Listen Live Link check-in, please.
Okay, Daryl, thank you. It's Whiskey Juliet Zero Romeo Golf Echo, and that's our friend George in Patterson, New Jersey. And that's the only other one that you did not get. KC5FWE.
All right, Steve, got him. And Richard, I saw your comment there. You can go ahead and secure and take care of what you need to take care of. At this time, we'll open up check-ins to any and all stations for the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Please call Net Control, AE5WX, any and all stations.
E5WX, check-in, Alpha Foxtrot 5, Charlie Bravo, Rich and Benton, no traffic.
Okay, I copy Rich, AF5CB in Benton. Thank you for checking in. Well, apparently that's all the RF stations, so we'll see if there are any relay or weak signal stations for the net. Any relay or weak signal stations and any other check-ins for the net, please call AE5WX.
AE5WX from KC5FWE with a couple of relays.
KC5FWE from AE5WX. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Daryl. First off, we have Kilo Foxtrot 5, India Tango Mike, and that's going to be Kurt, and he's got no traffic, and he's on Listen Live Link, so thanks to Kurt for checking in. We also want to relay in Kilo Foxtrot 5, Kilo Echo Oscar. That's going to be Dan in Jacksonville. I think that's it, Daryl.
All right, Steve, thanks. I got both Kirk, KF5ITM, and Dan, KE5KEO from the deal, and thank you for helping me out tonight. Go ahead and get to the news and notes for this evening. We are getting into the heart of tornado season. There is a chance of thunderstorms almost every day this week. Some of them could be strong or severe, especially toward the end of the week. Forecast can change, so you can get the latest information by going to weather.gov on the internet, weather.gov, and click on Arkansas, or go to www.arkskywarn.org. That's arkskywarn.org. From there, you can find Arkansas Skywarn on Facebook, follow Arkansas Skywarn on Twitter, or get live audio from the W5DI repeater. Said there is a chance of, you know, thunderstorms nearly every day this week, and some of those could be strong to severe, so please keep up with the latest forecasts. Break, more to follow. Okay, just as a note to Jason, I will pick up additional check-ins from your node and any others after I finish the news and notes. Do want to mention that the website, which now has over 5,300 hits, thanks to everybody for visiting the website, it's at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y. Once you get 5 check-ins, you're eligible to receive your very own Night Flyers number and certificate emailed to you in PDF format. You will need the Adobe Acrobat Reader to view and print the file, and once you get 100 check-ins, you'll get a special Cabot Night Flyers Net Century Club certificate. Please be sure that your name and call sign and email address is on file with the Cabot Night Flyers. You can send that to cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com. Again, cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com. Break, more to follow. Next item of traffic is now less than 3 months before the amateur extra class question pool and resulting exams change. So if you are thinking of upgrading, you need to have both the technician exam and general exam, or the equivalent under your belt, as it were, before you take it. But it changes on July the 1st. The best way to find out information on that, go to www.arrl.org, click on exams, choose the desired criteria, such as state, and then choose the desired listing, and then you can write, call, or email the contact person listed for more information. Again, www.arrl.org. From there, click on exams, choose the desired criteria, such as state, and then scroll down the list, and when you find a test session that is to your liking, please write, call, or email the contact person for more information. I want to make note of yesterday's session in Sherwood. We got four new technicians, and Frank, KD5WLI, upgraded to Amateur Extra. Congratulations to everyone. Break, more to follow. Next item on the news and notes, I want to mention the Cabot Night Flyers will be celebrating their fourth anniversary next month on May the 19th. We will have another Hammond in the Park at Lake Williston Park in Maumelle. Steve is working on getting a special one-by-one call sign for the event. And we'll have more details in the coming weeks on that. Again, next Hammond in the Park will be on Saturday, May the 19th, probably from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. or somewhere in that range, at Lake Williston in Maumelle. And we'll have more details in the coming days. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers net. I see KE5UZU, Ray, on there. And since we have the node in Northwest Arkansas in, I'm going to see if there are any stations up in Northwest Arkansas that would like to check into the net. If you're on the W5NWA system and would like to check into the Cabot Night Flyers net, please call net control at this time. This is AE5WX.
AE5WX. Check in November 5, November Bravo Juliet. Be short of time, Daryl, but there may be some others up here also. M5NBJ.
All right, Jason, I do have you on M5NBJ on the log. Any other stations up in Northwest Arkansas would like to get in on the net before we see if anybody else wants to come in before we get to the training presentation? Anybody else up on the W5NWA repeater system that would like to check into the Cabot Night Flyers net, please call AE5WX.
Foxtrot 5, Bravo, Romeo, United. Jack here in Harrison.
All right, I got KF5BRU, Bob, and I'm going to give a courtesy check to, Jack, KF5BRU, I'm getting confused, and AJ5C, going to give him a courtesy check as well. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's Cabot Night Flyers net special format edition. Take another round of check-ins before we get to tonight's training presentation on Ham Radio Humor, Part 2. Any other stations for the net? If so, please call AE5WX.
AE5WX, please check in Kilo Echo 5, Uniform Zulu Uniform, Raymond, North Little Rock, VA. Short time, no traffic.
All right, in Andre, KE5UZU, short time. Anybody need Ray? All right, Ray, you may secure your station at your leisure. Thanks for joining us. We have you on the log. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's Easter 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers net. Tonight's training presentation will be Ham Radio Humor, Part 2. As noted on last week's net and also on the February 12th Ham Radio Wedding net, while ham radio can be serious, it can also be fun. Tonight, we will have special information on ham radio humor from the April 2012 issue of the Radiogram published by the Portage County Amateur Radio Service, PCARS, Amateur Radio Club in Ravenna, Ohio. Their editor is Tom Parkey Parkinson, KB8UUZ. Their website is www.portcars.org. Papa Oscar Romeo Tango Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra, portcars.org. Information include these four things, wrong info, basically electrical engineers versus a ham radio operator. Updated extra class mathematical formulas for the new extra class exam. Now this one really will fall under April Fool's because this is not true, but it'll give you a good laugh, especially for those of you who love exponential notation. Then some more amateur radio definitions, and you might be a redneck DXer. Those all will be what to look forward to. So let's go ahead and get started. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this Easter 2012 edition of the Cabin Night Flyers Net. First information is item of Ham Radio Humor, Part 2, is called Wrong Information. A group of sales and marketing experts for an antenna company were given the assignment of measuring the height of a flagpole for a possible vertical antenna. Wearing suits and ties, they marched out to the flagpole with their ladders and tape measures, falling all over themselves to get an accurate reading. A ham radio operator comes along and sees what they're trying to do. He walks over, pulls the flagpole out of the ground, lays it flat on the ground, measures it from end to end, gives the measurement to one of the so-called experts, puts the pole back vertically into its slot on the ground, wishes them good day, and walks away. After the ham radio operator's gone, the sales guy turns to a marketing guy and laughs, "Isn't that just like a ham radio operator? We're looking for the height, and he gives us the length." Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's Cabot Night Flyers net, having just a little bit of an issue getting the thing to re-scroll here. Just one second. Okay, I went a little bit too far. Got to back up. Here we go. Yeah, this next item. These are updated mathematical formulas for the extra class license exam. For those of you who love exponential notation, this will be for you. I want to make a note, this is tongue-in-cheek. This is all April Fool. It's not really going to happen, but there are a lot of play on words in this. Break, more to follow. Okay, 10 to the 12 microphones equals 1 megaphone. 10 to the 6 bicycles equals 2 megacycles. 500 millenaries equals 1 seminary. 2,000 mockingbirds equals 2 kill a mockingbirds. 10 cards equals 1 deck of cards. 1 half a lavatory equals 1 demijohn. 10 to the negative 6 fish equals 1 microfish. 454 graham crackers equals 1 pound cake. 10 to the 12 pins equals 1 terrapin. 10 to the 21st piccolos equals 109 lols, or 1 gigolo or gigolo. 10 rations equals 1 decoration, or 1 decoration if you prefer. 100 rations equals 1 C ration. 10 to the 12 bulls equals 1 terrible. 10 to the negative 12 boos equals 1 peekaboo. Break, more to follow. 10 millipedes equals 1 centipede. 3 and a third tridents equals 1 decadent. 10 monologues equals 5 dialogues. 5 dialogues also equal 1 decalogue. 2 monograms equals 1 diagram. 8 nickels equals 2 paradigms. 2 snake eyes equals 1 paradise. 2 wharves equals 1 paradox. 10 to the negative 6 phones equals 1 microphone. 10 to the 6 phones equals 1 megaphone. 10 to the negative 2 mental equals 1 sentimental. 10 to the negative 1 mate equals 1 decimate. And 10 to the negative 15 bismol equals 1 femtobismol. Break, more to follow. It was a station trying to get in there. You were way down in the noise. Try it again, and we'll get you in. That station, you were way in the noise. Okay, that last station sounded like Anthony KC5LVK, but I'm not sure. He was way down in the noise. Can anybody relay that? That last station, try again, please. All right, we'll go and continue with the net. That other station trying to get into the next break. He said, if you have emergency or priority traffic, we'll go and let you in and take care of it. But you were way down in the noise, and we're not holding the system. I'm going to try one more time, and if we don't get you, we're going to continue with the net. That last station, it sounded like KC5LVK, but you were way down in the noise. That other station, please try again. This is AE5WX. All right, he's not able to get back in. Apparently, we'll try to get him a little later. This is AE5WX with this special format edition of the Cabin Night Flyers Net. Next item of Ham Radio Humor, some new amateur radio definitions. For those new to amateur radio, here are some useful definitions pertaining to antennas and DXing. SWR, a term applied to any part of the antenna system, which means savings to watt ratio, based on the inverse relationship of dollars in the bank and effective radiated power. Characteristic impedance, the usual reaction of your spouse when told about the proposed antenna system. Traps, devices installed in antennas to collect rainwater to keep it from running farther down the antenna. Wind loading, the measure of how much more awkward it gets to handle a big beam as you ascend the tower. Ballon, pronounced balloon by many hams, ballon by some. An anti-surveillance device installed in coaxial lines at the antenna to prevent nosy neighbors from eavesdropping on you through their TV sets. Transmatch, a device mistakenly believed to decrease SWR. The premise is that this device allows you to load up into a mismatched antenna. Unfortunately, the cost of one lowers your SWR. Break, more to follow. House bracket, a device which secures the house and tower together. It lets the tower do double duty by building up the house during severe windstorms. Rotator control box, a device which is designed to let you monitor antenna windmilling. Windmilling, a technique whereby prevailing winds are allowed to rotate the antenna, enabling the operator to scan the radio horizon. Dummy load, a measure of the stress exerted on a tower by a ham who climbs the tower without a safety belt. Coax, usually mispronounced as two syllables, a term applied to the maneuvering of a piece of transmission line through the attic or walls of a house, in other words, coax. DB's gain, a bunch of yellow-jacketed wasps found a great place to build their nest at the bottom of the rotator housing on my tower. DB's loss, fortunately lightning struck the tower and the wasps were totally destroyed. Vertical, a much maligned antenna, said by some critics to radiate equally poorly in all directions. This is not true, as many who have built one know. In fact, the vertical can have directional characteristics and not radiate at all in some directions. I hope this clears up this myth once and for all. Break, more to follow. Sloper, a variation of the vertical where high winds have affected thin-walled aluminum tubing used in the construction. Inverted V, a clever but inferior reverse adaptation of the true upright V, in which allows the use of a single support instead of the usual two. Dipole, another modification of the true V, and used where it is not possible to get the center feed point close to the ground. Ground plane, usually an array of one-quarter wavelength arms extending from the base of some verticals or slopers. These arms are not recommended unless a rotator is also used to take advantage of their directional features. Directional coupler, a device inserted into the transmission line which monitors the environment outside the shack by utilizing the antenna as a remote sensor. For example, when the antenna responds to weather conditions such as severe icing or heavy winds, the coupler will produce indications of these responses. A special directional coupler has even been designed, presumably, to tell you when BIRDS birds are sitting on your antenna. Break, more to follow. Next, Smith chart, an alias to be used when you don't want people to know what chart you really use to design your antennas. Long path, the direction you are told to aim your antenna to work a rare DX station is suggested by the other fellows on the pileup. Element spacing, a critical antenna design factor which is optimized to place the tunable traps on a beam as far out of his reach as possible from the tower. Diversity effect, a property in which the quad-type antenna far excels the over-the-Yagi-type antenna. It relates to the number of directions an antenna can collapse into under heavy winds. Selective fading, a quirk of propagation, whereby a signal arrives at a distant point by multipath and where the different signal components arrive with varying phase relationships. This causes the signal to be canceled out at some points. This wonder effect helps eliminate some of the QRM from distant DX stations when you're trying to copy the pileup. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX Net Control for this special edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net, continuing with Ham Radio Humor, Part 2. Off the back of an antenna, a technique used by more experienced DXers where the antenna is pointed away from the station being contacted. This creates a challenge similar to running QRP. QRP, restricting final output power to the antenna to anything less than 500 watts on 20 meters. Speech processor, a state-of-the-art device which permits one to communicate with as many others at the same time as possible. However, beginner operators need to learn how to use one properly to expand the signal beyond a narrow 3 kHz bandwidth. I'm okay in call book, which is India Mike Oscar Kilo India November Charlie Alpha Lima Lima Bravo Kilo, an expression used in a CW QSO to say, you send me your QSL card first, Turkey, and then I'll send you mine. IRC, India Romeo Charlie, an economic instrument administered by the Postal Service to control the balance of trade deficit. Break? Parasitic element, a person who takes lists for DX stations. Lists, L-I-S-T-S, a method of making DX contacts where some self-appointed person takes a list on the air, also known as his buddies on 2 meters, of people who wish to work a person in some DX location. This makes it easy for hams who do not have the patience or time to learn real DX skills to get a quick, easy contact. In fact, if you can't hear the actual report from the foreign station, the list controller will often help, such as, okay there, WB6XXX, did you hear Jose give you a 5-9 signal report? And QSL manager, the station you worked in, Juan de Nova, tells you to send a green stamp to a ham in Germany who is called a QSL manager. It is his duty to send your QSL card to a ham in California, who then, after holding it for 8 months, sends you a QSL card. Break, more to follow? Okay, let me get the thing to scroll down here a little more. We got one last thing here. This for tonight's net. You might be a redneck DXer. This is in the style of those who Jeff Foxworthy. So if you are familiar with that. But this way, remember to say the following phrase before each statement. To save time, I'm just going to mention the after thing. But the precursor for all these is, you might be a redneck DXer if. Here we go. You call your ex-wives deletions. You have used a piece of rope through your belt loops as a climbing belt. You pack for the Dayton trip in Walmart sacks. Your DX club holds meetings down at the Waffle House. I guess that one's for KF5LFQ, hi. You've ever operated 20 meters from your bass boat. You kill a copperhead every time you cut grass and weeds around the tower. You've taken down a broken antenna with a shotgun. You didn't operate Field Day because you were building a fireworks stand. You have ever shot at a deer out of the window in your radio shack. Your DX club is carp fishing, noodling, or coon hunting on the agenda for Field Day activities. Break, more to follow. You can tune your 80-meter vertical by spraying Roundup around its base. Your radio club has club overalls instead of club shirts. You have 3 HF transceivers duct taped on top of each other and only the top one works. Your radio club had an article in its newsletter on grounding double wides. You have ever sent your XYL out in the dark to check an antenna for you. You can chew tobacco and work phone sweepstakes at the same time. Your DX club motto is get her done. You tell people that the empty 807 cans in the back of your pickup help the ground plane on your 2-meter antenna. You have never been too drunk to climb a tower. Seriously, we hope you never do in that condition. You solicited donations from Budweiser and Skoll for a club de-expedition. Your DX club treasurer has accepted bullets instead of money for dues. Your DX contest club has 3 contest teams, the Fords, Chevys, and Dodges. Your DX club president was late for the last meeting because he had to stop and pull some guy out of the ditch on the way. Your DX club petitioned the ARRL DX Advisory Committee for separate country status for the Ozarks. You can fish, drink beer, and talk on the club repeater all at the same time. And you might be a redneck DXer if you have bird dogs named Tromelin and Glorioso. Break, more to follow. All right, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's Cabot Night Flyers Net. That concludes tonight's training presentation. If you would like to see those things again, you can go to the Portage County Amateur Radio Service website at www.portcars.org. Papa Oscar Romeo Tango, Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra, portcars.org, and look for the link on the newsletter. The April 2012 issue is their annual April Fool's issue. Tom Parkinson, KB8UUZ, always does a great job with that. And some of the articles in there are serious, but the ones in the content that are in italics, those are the April Fool's articles. Okay, it is now time for the question comment of the week, and this is how it works. Anyone can submit a question or comment that they would like to have discussed on the net by sending it via email to cabinetnightflyers@yahoo.com. A question or comment is chosen each week, and all stations participating in the net can provide an answer or comment when I come around for check-ins in a few moments, or comments in a few moments. When submitting a question, comment of the week to cabinetnightflyers@yahoo.com, please be sure to include your name and call sign in the subject line, and let us know if you'd like to remain anonymous or you will be acknowledged on the air during the net. Break, more to follow. This week's question comment of the week is from Steve, KC5FWE. What is the strangest response you've gotten when you've told people that you were an amateur radio operator? Again, this week's question comment of the week is from Steve, KC5FWE. What is the strangest response you've gotten when you've told people that you are an amateur radio operator? Break, more to follow. Okay, this is AE5WX, Webmaster and Guest Net Control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The way I'm going to do comments is as follows. If you're on the Listen Live chat box, just type your comments in the chat box, and Steve, KC5FWE, will mention them here on the air, since I'm not monitoring the box right now. However, if you are on Echolink, just type the word comment in the text box, and I will get back to you in just a moment for your comments. To repeat, if you're on the Listen Live chat box, just type your comments in the box, and Steve, KC5FWE, will note these here in just a moment. If you're on Echolink, just type the word comment in the text box, and I'll get back to you in just a moment. But first, are there any stations on RF that would like to make a comment on tonight's net? If so, please call AE5WX.
E5WX.
All right, I saw Ray with a comment. Somebody I heard give my call sign and then you dropped out. That station, I don't know if it was on RF or what. Try again, please. All right, reminder, stations, I am on Echolink, and so there's an audio delay. So if you're going to check in with traffic or comments, please don't unkey after you give my call sign. Otherwise, you drop out, I may not get you again. I'm going to go and pick up Ray first since he was short time. And then I'll pick up the other station who was trying to get in. That was James. It may have been AI5Z. I'm not sure. But wait, let me get Ray first since he's at work. KE5UZU from AE5WX. Go ahead.
Thank you. The strangest, I guess, it was from my XYL when we first started dating. When she walked in my house and asked, and you don't have a radio set up in the house? Well, that has been remedied, and it's now turned into that SWR problem.
Sort of like the thing last week, you know, it said we do not discuss the cost of equipment as it creates marital conflicts. Hi. Well, appreciate the info on that. Ray, did you have any other comments? I know you're short time.
Good net. I about ran the cruiser up on a couple times laughing. KE5UZU back to net control.
Well, glad you didn't do that, but let that be a lesson to, if I'm doing the net with humor, you better be careful. I mean, never knowing what I might come up with. Of course, it'll be FCC legal. Getting a relay in, that was James AI5Z. James, if you're in there, go ahead. This is AE5WX in the Cabot Night Flyers net.
Yeah, Daryl, just want to let you know our Delta Division manager, I guess he's going to be a redneck for sure, because he hit a coyote just outside of Bologna on the way up to Fort Smith on Saturday. So just let you guys know that. AI5Z clear.
Oh, that's great. We got you on the log, too. By the way, in case if you didn't get the email, we got four new techs at the session yesterday, and then Frank, KD5WLI, upgraded to extra. When we told him there was one more open book test with the VE accreditation, his face got white as a sheet. The look was priceless. We got you on the log. Thanks. Good to hear you. Any other stations with a comment for the net on the training presentation or anything else? I'll turn it over to Steve in just a second, see if he's got anything from the Listen Live link. Any other stations with comments on the training presentation or anything else on the net? If so, please call AE5WX, or if you're on Echolink, type the word comment in, and I'll be right with you. All right, let me see if Steve has any other comments from the Listen Live link real quick. KC5FWE. I about had a dormant moment there, Steve, from 85WX. Did you have any other comments from the Listen Live link? Over.
85WX from KC5FWE. Actually, you have several check-ins here. And by the way, I like Ray's answer to the question there. That's kind of interesting. Let me get a couple of relays in here. First off, we had November Tango 5 Lima Alpha, and that's Andrew in North Bull Rock. And we also had Kilo Bravo 5 Hotel Oscar Golf Amanda in North Bull Rock. And for some reason, he's not able to get you on RF, but he's got a beam with, it says 250 watts effective radiated power there. So I'm not sure what the situation is, but anyway, he wanted to get checked in. It was good to see him at the breakfast before the event at Hamming in the Park. Back to you, Daryl, KC5FWE.
All right, Steve, thanks for the relay on Andrew and Amanda. Maybe he got a raccoon up in his tower or something. In fact, Richard mentioned apparently he had one that was caught in a trap, and he had to go KF5NYL, and he had to go take care of that. So anyway, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's special format edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Any other stations with a comment or a reply to the question comment of the week or any additional traffic for the net? If you're on EchoLink, just type the word comment. Okay, I see Ashley has a comment, so let me get to her, and we'll see if anybody else has it. KF5MUW from AE5WX. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hi, good evening, Daryl. I don't think it was the right answer, but the best answer I've probably gotten when I talked with someone about amateur radio was a potential student who, finding out that UALR had an amateur radio club, said, "Oh, that's so cool. I want to become an amateur radio operator." So I'm going to do my best to recruit that student once they actually become mine this upcoming school year. So thanks, KF5MUW.
All right, Ashley. Keith Hudson, I think his call is November 5 Echo Echo Zulu, I think is his call. He's the sponsor for the club. It's real small because everybody is so involved, you know, with school activities and stuff. But N5EEZ, I think that's his call. Dr. Keith Hudson, he's the one with that. For those who are trying to get in the Stars Club repeater, I'm reading some of the stuff in the text box here. You need a 114.8 PL tone to get in and aim the beam at the Highway 5167 junction. You should be able to get in. I see there James just catch the EchoLink. See if there are any other stations with comments on tonight's training presentation or anything else on the net. If you're on EchoLink, type the word comment. I'll be right back with you. If you're on the Listen Live link, just type the comment, and I'll see if Steve has any other relays. Or if you're on RF and you have a comment, please call AE5WX.
AE5WX, this is Kilo Delta 5, Delta Lima Juliet. Checking in for the count, Daryl. Sorry I didn't hear the question. We got sidetracked here with a video chat session with our kids up in Minneapolis, so I didn't get to listen in to anything. I just want to check in for the count.
All right, Danny, I have you and Mary on the log there. The question was, what is the strangest response that you've ever gotten when telling someone you're an amateur radio operator? Again, the question comment of the week, what is the strangest response you've gotten when telling someone you're an amateur radio operator? By the way, there will be a complete recording of tonight's net on the website, so if you missed it, you know, you can go back and listen to it later. But that's the question, so if you have any response on that, go ahead.
Of anything here, Daryl. Haven't gotten any unusual ones. A lot of people aren't terribly interested, but once in a while you run into some folks that are kind of curious. But no unusual comments. Anyway, back to you.
85WX, KF5LFQ.
Hey, Mike, KF5LFQ from 85WX. Before I get your comment, just as a note, when I saw you connected the thing and had the conference thing, I thought it might cause a digital loopback effect. And like I said, you know, need to go ahead and, you know, we like to try to make sure that, you know, the stations, if they're connected in, that, you know, into another one that's conference mode, that you're not going to, people that are connecting that are already on Arlen's node or another node that are connected to you, otherwise you'll get a digital loop back. And that does cause a problem. I've seen that on several Echolink nets, but you're not the first one that done it. But anyway, go ahead with your additional comments.
Okay, I was just going to say, when people asked what I was, I said I was a ham radio operator, and somebody asked if that was a person that goes around and taste sample the ham meats at different stores. Thought that was kind of cute. They said, are you one of those people that go around and taste the ham? I said, no, ma'am, it's radio, not a ham eater, a radio operator. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, that reminds me of a cartoon that the late Vic Swan, KC5NCL, did several years ago. I had a picture of one of these beautiful hams, like from Petagene Meats, that you would see at a delicatessen or something like that. And, like, you know, you'd have, like, you know, with ham and pineapple for Thanksgiving or another meal or something. But anyway, he had this ham, and he had all sorts of dials and knobs and antennas on it and everything. And it had a blue ribbon. It said State Fair First Prize. Ham radio, hi. Anyway, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guestnet control for tonight's special format edition of the Cabin Night Flyers. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and take a final call for check-ins before closing that, or for comments. I just saw the comment there from radio. A man came to Russellville Hamfest, demanded his money back because we weren't featuring any ham. Although the joke is ham radio, if a ham radio operator eats ham, does that make him cannibalistic? Well, I guess that depends on your point of view. Hi. And as for myself on that comment, I really can't recall, you know, any strange comments, but you have to explain it sometimes, say ham radio or amateur radio, because we do the stuff out of the goodness of our heart for free. That's why they call it amateur. Anyway, we're going to take a final call for check-ins or comments at this time. Do we have any stations who have checked in with an additional recheck or comment? If we have any other stations who have not yet checked in and would like to get on the log, this is your opportunity to do so. If we have any other comments from Echolink, RF, or the Listen Live link, or do we have anything else to come before the net before we secure any rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net? If we get some, I'll keep the net open. If not, this will be the final call for check-ins. Please call AE5WX in the Cabot Night Flyers net.
AE5WX. This is
KC5FWE
with additional.
KC5FWE from AE5WXD, go ahead with your additional traffic, please.
Okay, Daryl, just a couple of quick things. First off, I wanted to thank everybody who came out to the Hamming in the Park. It was a big success, and for those who haven't seen them yet, we have some photographs posted up to the website of that and the soda activation that the Stars Club did. And I really love to hear Ashley's comment there. That's awesome. I wish her some success with getting some new individuals into the hobby, and that's great. Let me break with more to follow. Okay, I also wanted to say that I really liked the response with the ham inspector. That's funny. And as far as the question of the week, I'll tell you the most common one that I get is somebody asks you, is that TV radio? So that's definitely the most common one I get. And for those who are not aware, it's obviously a little different. But we'll say 73 is my... batteries are running out here. Have a good night, KC5FWE.
All right, Steve, thanks for your help on that tonight. And yeah, we did have a good time at Hammond the Park. And by the way, getting the photos from the Summit on the Air in late March and the April 1st Hammond the Park, go to the Cabot Night Flyers website at cabotnightflyers.net, click on Photo Album, click on the bottom link that says Even More Night Flyers Photos, and then the first two links are the one with the April 1st Hammond in the Park and then the Summit on the Air thing. Lots of good pictures there for folks to look at. One more time, any other rechecks, late check-ins, comments, or anything else to come before the net before we secure? If so, please call AE5WX. Okay, hearing none, my pre-total, so to speak, I have 34 check-ins. We'll add two additional ones for the Stars Club system, W5STR, and the Northwest Arkansas system, W5NWA. And then I'll have a list of additional courtesy check-ins, so I don't have an actual final total, but we did have 34 actual or proxy request check-ins for the net tonight. I would like to thank everyone who checked into the net this evening, those who listened on their radio receivers, on the Listen Live link, and on the scanners. I will have a recording posted up onto the website as soon as possible, and we'll also update the website. Steve will take care of the Facebook page as soon as possible. And I would especially like to thank Tom Parkinson, KB8UUZ, of the Portage County Amateur Radio Service Club in Ohio, for his input for their monthly newsletter, the Radiogram, for some of the material that was used on tonight's net. And again, their website, www.portcars.org. That's Papa Oscar Romeo Tango, Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra.org. Break more to follow. And again, want to remind everybody, there is a chance of thunderstorms almost every day this week, so please keep up with the latest forecast as we are getting into the height of our severe weather season and tornado season. Don't let the weather catch you by surprise. But for now, we will go ahead and return all systems back to normal use and for general discussion. 7-3 from AE5WX, Daryl, webmaster, and guest net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers net. Now closing the net and returning all systems back to normal use, the net is hereby secured. I will be on frequency for a few minutes while I prepare stuff for the website. Thanks again. Everyone take care. This is AE5WX.